Psalm 69, verses 19 through 28, that's our psalm today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. This was written by David. David says, "You know how I am scorned, disgraced, and shamed. All my enemies are before you. Scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I look for sympathy, but there is none, for comforters, but I found none. And they put gall in my food, and they gave me vinegar for my thirst. May the table set before them become a snare. May it become a retribution and a trap. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and their backs bent forever. Pour out your wrath on them. Let your fierce anger overtake them. May their place be deserted. Let there be no one to dwell in their tents. For they persecute those you wound and talk about the pain of those you hurt. Charge them with crime upon crime, and do not let them share in your salvation. May they be blotted out of the book of life and not be listed with the righteous." A person depending on people, when you choose to depend on people, you are trusting in a recipe for failure. When I rely on others to meet my needs, I will always be empty. When I put a person on a pedestal, I will always be disappointed. In today's passage, David bares his soul. People have hurt him. He is left helpless with a broken heart. He looked for someone to sympathize with his situation, but there were no sympathizers. He looked for someone to give him comfort. There were no comforters. God will bring significant people into your life, and many will encourage you and help you, but they are not God. So don't deify them. That's adultery. So don't deify them. That's idolatry, and it's foolishness. Sooner or later, people will disappoint you. Only God can inject the deepest resources of our soul with true satisfaction. So Lord, thank you for the people you've put in my life. Forgive me if I have put anyone on a pedestal. Help me worship you alone and enjoy those you've placed in my life. And show me if I am worshiping a person instead of you. You, the one true God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.